也唱到诗篇23篇。
We just also sang those hymns about Psalm 23.
诗篇23篇，非常奇妙、非常美的一篇诗篇。
Psalm 23 is an amazing psalm and very beautiful.
这可能是被诗人最常引用的一个诗篇。
It is probably the most frequently quoted by people.
尤其是在我们感觉到困难的时候，
Especially when we are in a difficult
在
situation.
苦难里头的时候，
In our suffering,
当我们无助的时候。
when we are hopeless,
我常常拿诗篇23篇去安慰这个人。
we all always use the Psalm 23 to comfort those people who are suffering.
里面的话语充满了力量。
All those words in this psalm is full of strength.
让我们想到我们的一生。
It remind us our whole life.
我们的一生都是一个平坦的大道，
Our whole life is not a flattened road.
有时高，有时低，
It's up and down.
但是我们没有办法避免这样。
But it's impossible for us to avoid it.
在我们有需要的时候，诗篇23篇是一个非常好帮助我们的工具。
Whenever we are in need, Psalm 23 is the most helpful tool which we can use.
圣经里头常常把我们人比作羊，
In Bible, it always put us as sheep.
牛羊是犹太人非常熟悉的一个动物。
The sheep is a very special animal for Jews.
他们本来就是牧羊的人。
Jews, but they are shepherds.
所以对牛对羊都很亲切，并且很认识。
So they are very feel very comfortable to get along with cows and sheep.
并且他们也特别喜欢吃羊肉。
And it is also a particular food that they like.
这犹太人非常看重这个羊肉。
Jews very much like sheep.
但是这个羊也是非常奇怪的一个动物。
But also, the sheep is a very special animal.
它合乎神的要求，对食物的要求。
It meets God's requirement on food.
神对食物的要求，这动物要吃这动物的时候，必须要分蹄倒嚼。
This food requirement, according to God, is chewing cud with cloven hoof.
这个羊合适合乎这个条件，
The sheep meets this requirement.
对神许可犹太人吃这个羊。
Therefore, God allows Jews to
这
take
只羊
it.
没有智慧，非常傻。
But they don't have wisdom, they are full animal.
并且它也没有力量。
And they don't have strength.
并且他也没有武器去保护他们自己。
And they don't have any weapon to protect them.
往往就变成别的动物的食物。
Always, they become the food of other animals.
但是他们又非常的这个傻，
But sometimes they are fool and stupid.
常常偏行歧路。走迷路，
Many times they go their own way and get lost.
自己找不到路回去。
They cannot find their way home.
有很多动物都知道找路回家，
Many animals know their way home,
但是羊都不行。
but not for sheep.
往往的就死在旷野。
So when they're getting old, they just died in the wild.
因为他一生都要依靠这个牧人的帮助。
Therefore, they have to depend on shepherd's help.
所以，神把人比作羊。
Thus, the gods compare people to
不是
the
说
sheep.
人笨，而是犹太人最明白、最清楚这羊的性格。
Not just because we are full, but because the Jews knows the character of sheep.
我们人是很聪明，但是还往往要偏行歧路。
Well, people are very smart, but all very often we go our own ways.
并且不知道怎么样回到神的面前。
And we don't know how to go back in front of our God.
所以就流失在旷野，
So many times we are wandering in the wilderness.
最后死在旷野，
And then died in the wilderness.
非常可怜的。
A very pity ending.
神奇妙的把诗篇23篇前面放22，后面放24，都有特别的意义。
Our God amazingly placed Psalm 23 in the middle of Psalm 22 and 24. This has a very special meaning.
因为诗篇22篇是讲到耶稣基督受苦。
Psalm 22 is talking about Jesus who suffered.
诗篇24篇是讲到神得荣耀，
And Psalm 24 is talking about that God was glorified.
耶稣受苦是在加略山，
When Jesus suffered, it was in the Mount Calvary.
耶稣神得荣耀是在锡安山。
And when Jesus was glorified, it was in Mount Zion.
锡安山是神得荣耀的，
Mount Zion is a place where the God was glorified.
这神，但是神的山，
That's God's mountain.
他在那里，他的圣殿在那里。
His temple is there.
从加略山到锡安山，从这个十字架，耶稣上十字架去加略山，到了他得荣耀的地方，中间有一段就是青草地、溪水旁。
From Mount Calvary, where Jesus went to the cross, to the Mount Zion, where Jesus was glorified, in between this green pasture.
这是告诉我每一个人。如果我们要从主的救恩开始，愿意到锡安山得谁的荣耀，中间一段是让我们走过去。
It tells us if we want to receive God's saving grace from the Mount Calvary to the place Mount Zion, in between, we need to walk through it.
所以我必须要明白主的苦心，他让我们多多的思想诗篇23篇。
So we must understand our God's thoughtful intention. His thoughts is put in the Psalm 23.
让我们能够活在世界上的时候，从罪恶的地方。一直到神的荣耀里头，中间有一段让我们享受神所赐的福气。
So it when we starting live in our world from the God's suffering place and to the God's glory place, In the between, we have a joyful life.
所以，当我们一个人得救以后，我们有许多的事情，我必须要了解、明白。
So after we are saved by God, something we need to understand and very clearly.
就好像我们有桌子，一桌子的美食，我们要坐下来吃的时候，必须要了解食物是怎么吃。
When you are facing a full table of food, you got to understand which kind of food is there and how to eat them.
谁赐给我们福气，让我们了解这些福气，然后知道怎么样领受这个福气。
God gave us so many blessings, so He also wants us to understand the meaning of those blessings, and therefore we can take these blessings.
不是糊里糊涂的像一只羊就算了。
Not just we are living our life without any clear mind like a sheep.
大卫他从小就牧羊，
David was a shepherd when he in his
他是一
childhood.
个牧羊人，
He was a shepherd.
所以他对羊、对牧人都非常的清楚。
So he knows about sheep as well as shepherds.
那诗篇二十三篇一开始，他把自己比作一只羊。
In the beginning of Psalm 23, he compared himself as a sheep.
站在一个羊的平台上头，看神的恩典。
He, from standing from a sheep's perspective, looking at God's grace, saving grace.
所以他告诉我们说：“他说耶和华是我的牧者。
Therefore, he told us, "The Lord is my shepherd."
”让大家知道他和牧人的关系。
He let us know the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep.
他和谁的关系？好像一只羊和他的牧人一样，
His relationship between him and God is same as a sheep. And a shepherd.
这个大卫的智慧是非常的高的，这一句话就完全讲清楚他和耶和华的关系。是多么的密切！
David's wisdom is so great that he clearly state his relationship between him and God is so close.
你在读大卫的诗的时候，你往往的看见，他就是把耶和华当做他的牧者。
Whenever reading David's psalm, you can always see he treats God as his shepherd.
他倚靠耶和华，投靠耶和华。
He highly depends on Lord Jesus.
他需要耶和华的帮助，
He needs Jesus' help
度过他的人生。
and to throw off his life.
对耶和华的赞美和这和感谢。
The praise to Jesus Christ.
也想清楚了，他对谁的一个信赖。
It also clearly states his trust towards God, Jesus.
诗篇二十三篇第一节说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
Psalm 23, first verse clearly states, "The Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing."
一个羊，如果有牧人在照顾它，它不会有缺乏的。
A sheep and a care from a shepherd will need nothing.
如果一个羊没有牧者， 他没有东西吃，没有水喝，危险来到，没有人帮助他。
A sheep without a care of a shepherd will have no food, no water, and no protection when dangers comes.
所以大卫在前半生是非常的痛苦、非常艰苦的一段时间。
The first half life of David is a very suffering experience.
他常常向神呼求，求你听我的祷告。
He always cried for help and asked God listen to his prayer.
再三的说明，他需要神的帮助，需要保护。
He asked again and again, he needs help.
好像一只羊依靠牧羊人一样，
He acts like a sheep who needs help from a shepherd.
但是羊常常偏行歧路，
But the sheep it always goes their own way.
让做牧人的非常头痛了。
And it always making headache for its shepherds.
一下这样子，一下那样子。
Sometimes go this way, sometimes go that way.
他有的时候辛苦一整天，结果发现他没有回来。
Sometimes when shepherds work so hard for the whole day but find
耶稣
His
讲一
sheep
个例
not
子
returning.
啊，耶稣讲一个例子，
The God tells an example.
有一个人有100只羊，有99只都回来，还有一只没有回来。
God said one shepherd has 100 sheep. 99 come back home with one even still lost.
这一只羊就是偏行歧路，
That's
迷路了。
A sheep goes his own way.
别的羊都回去了，他一个人在野外。
All other sheep go back home, that only him in wilderness.
这牧羊人一看少了一只，
And those that the shepherds found that one is missing.
就赶快的回去。找这一只羊，
And he returns quickly to trying to find it.
让这个牧人的头疼啊！
And it makes the shepherds very headache.
但是他说，他的牧人是神耶和华。
But David said his shepherd is Lord Jesus.
不是一个普通的牧人，
It's
是一
not
个好牧人。
just a shepherd, it's a great shepherd.
那约翰福音第10章11节告诉我们说，耶稣他自己说：“我是好牧人。
If you look at John chapter 10, verse 11, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
”谁是好牧人？
Our God is a good shepherd.
好在哪里？
Where's the good things? Where are those good things?
好牧人为羊舍命，
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
把羊一切的利益都放在他自己之前。
He puts all the benefit of sheep before him.
牧羊人生活非常的痛，辛苦的，
All those shepherds' life is very hard.
羊不吃饱。牧人不能吃饭，
If a sheep is still in hungry, he cannot eat.
羊不睡觉，牧人不可以睡觉，
If a sheep did not go to sleep, he cannot go to sleep.
就是睡觉了，还要轮流起来照顾这个羊，看顾这羊。
He still needs to up and down during his sleep and to taking care of those sheep.
羊不能自己帮助自己，
Because sheep cannot help themselves.
啊，这里边我知道有很多的问题，或你将来有机会啊，或者散会以后，我可以给你解释，他怎么知道少一只？
I know sometimes maybe many of you have a lot of questions. I can explain to you later. But why he knows he's missing one sheep?
他怎么去找这一只？
How can he find that sheep?
找着把它背回来。
And he will he put his back and take him back?
你想想看，晚上回来要休息了，再去找他，他能睡觉吗？
Think about it. He's already go to rest, and he needs to go out to find it. How can he sleep?
这一夜，好不容易都不能睡了，
For that whole night, it's a sleepless night for a good shepherd.
都是因为这头羊，这只羊，
Just because that sheep,
呀，偏行歧路。
it goes his own way.
圣经告诉我们说，好不容易为羊舍命。
God, the Bible told us the good shepherd will lay down his life for a good
并
sheep.
且在希伯来书13章12节告诉说，好不容易为羊复活。
In addition, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12, and so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate and to make the people holy through his own blood.
不但为羊复活，彼得前书5章4节告诉我们说。好不容易喂羊，还会再来。
Not only God resurrected for those sheep. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4, it says, And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. God comes again.
要把他的羊接回他的家。
He will pick his own sheep back to home.
你是耶和华的羊吗？
Are you a shepherd of our Lord Jesus?
耶和华是你的好牧者吗？
Is Jesus Christ a good shepherd for you?
我们和谁的关系是怎么样？
What is our relationship between us and our God?
当你有困难的时候，你把自己交托给主，你他。这个肯定，他会帮助我们帮。
Whenever you are facing difficulties, are you willing to put those difficulties to our Lord.
很多人有这困难，不知道谁在什么事情上面会帮助我们。
Many of us, whenever we have difficulties, we don't know which difficulties God will help us.
大事呢，还是小事？
No matter how big or how small.
什么是重要事？什么是不重要的？
What is the most important and what is unimportant?
谁会被听你的祷告？
God will listen your prayer.
谁把我们放在各种的操练里头，让我们的信心，对他的信心可以坚固？
So God put us all on different trials and strengthen our belief.
因为我们不明白。我们是羊，谁是牧人？
Because many times we don't understand that we are sheep, and God is our shepherd.
他肯为羊舍命，
He is willing to lay down his life for a sheep.
耶稣也告诉我们说，不像故宫。
Jesus also told us he is not a hired person.
故宫。危险一来，他先跑。
Hired person. Will slip away whenever there's a danger comes.
羊可以，谁，牧人，好牧人可以为羊舍命。
The good shepherd will lay down, sacrifice his life for the sheep.
所以，大卫说：“耶和华是我的牧者。”我必不致缺乏。
Therefore, David said, The Lord is our shepherd, is my shepherd. I lack nothing.
他说的很肯定了。
He said it in a very definitive way.
如果你做耶和华的羊，你不会挨饿，不会挨苦， 还渴。
If you become a sheep of Lord Jesus, you will never be hungry and thirsty.
不会没有东西吃啊，
No, there's no opportunity for no food.
不会没有水喝。
That's always drink water for drink.
这一个羊最关心的事情，
These two things are most care about for a sheep.
他自己得不找不到，
But he cannot find it by himself.
完全依靠这个牧人。
Wholly depending on his shepherd.
如果不能不能供给他，他饿死了。
If a shepherd cannot supply it, he will die.
然而，大卫说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
However, David confirmed, "The Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing."
”非常的肯定。
Very
他的牧
definitive.
人不会让他缺少食物。
His shepherd will supply all things he needs.
第二节到第六节是，第二节他说：“他使我躺卧在青草地上。
Let's review Psalm verse 2 to verse 6. The verse 2 says, He makes me lie down in green pastures.
”如果你明白羊的时候，你就知道，是我躺卧在青草地上，意思就是说，他已经吃饱了，所以可以躺下来睡觉。
If you know about a sheep, when a sheep lies down in a green pasture, meaning he's full of his food, he can lie down and take a rest.
羊吃不饱，它不睡觉的。
A sheep will not go to sleep if he's not full.
不但不睡觉，那拜拜拜拜，到处找草吃啊。
Not only he doesn't go to sleep, but he will crying for food everywhere.
也许你问我牧师，你懂羊吗？
Maybe you ask me, Pastor Wu, do you understand the sheep?
你叫我。爸爸在大陆开一个牧场啊！
You know, my father was a farmer when we live in the mainland.
没听过我家的故事吗？
Have you heard about my family story?
我爸爸是卖牛奶的，
My father is a milk person.
但是牛奶给你送到家了。
He was selling milk and delivering milk to your people's home.
哎，后来出来以后，到美国，我的专科是动物系。
So after we left the mainland, my major in undergraduate was about animal.
就对这个动物，我很感兴趣啊。
So I'm very interested in all kinds of animals.
对人我不感兴趣，
I'm not interested in any people
人不是动物。
because people are not animal.
人是人，
People is people.
他不吃饱，他不会睡觉，不躺下来了。
A sheep, if they are not full, they will not lie down.
所以到处乱跑，找东西吃。
They go anywhere trying to find food.
如果他那个躺卧下来，这表示说他吃饱了。
If he lies down, it means he's full of food and he's willing to take a rest.
所以他说：“我不知缺乏，
Therefore, he said, I lack nothing.
吃饱了，躺下来睡觉了，
I'm full. I'm going to lie down.
并在青草地上睡觉了，
And sleep in the green pasture.
并且领我到可安歇的水边。
And also, he leads me beside waters.
这什么意思啊？”
What does that mean?
你知道动物，我们喝水拿一个杯子，拿一双，这样子喝掉了。
You know, whenever we drink, we just take a cup and drink it.
如果你知道动物怎么喝水，每一种动物都不一样的。
The animals drink it in different ways.
就这个小鸟怎么喝水啊？
How a birds drink its
比如
the
喝一
water?
点，这样子，对吧？
He just pick little
跳水下去，舀一点水，这
and
样。
up his head. And then let the water come in his body.
呀，还有他这个嘴抱在里边，吸着水，可以下去。
He use his beak to take a tiny
狗，
water.
狗用舌头去舔这个水。
And dog lick water by his tongue.
都不一样，
And they are all different.
因为它这个羊的这个样子，鼻子就在嘴巴上面。当然，我们也是在身上，但它真的很近的。
Because the sheep's nose is above his mouth, the same as us.
它下去喝水的时候，如果水面不平。他不能喝，
Whenever he close his head to the water, if the water is up and down, he cannot drink.
他一下一喝，水从他鼻子就进去了。
Whenever he drinks the water, his nose will be choked by water.
要到一个地方，完全没有风浪，水非常平，他可以去喝水。
He needs a water where it's a very peaceful water so that
吃
he can
饱
drink.
了，喝足了，躺下来睡觉了。
After he eats all his pasture and drink all those water, he will lay down. And take a rest.
好不容易知道哪一个水他可以喝。
A good shepherd knows where is a peaceful water for his sheep.
你得到一个地方，他不能喝水，水再多，对他来说没有意义。
If he brings him to a water with a very strong current, he cannot drink.
好不容易知道羊的需要，给他到一个非常平静的地方，羊可以吃饱，可以喝足。
So a good shepherd will take his sheep to a very peaceful water area and a very nice green pasture, let them eat and drink.
呀，不但如此，他说他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Not only he does that, David also put, he refresh my soul.
不是过一个笨羊的一生，头脑糊里糊涂。
It's not for to live a life like a sheep with very unclear mind.
我们是神的儿女，有神的形象，神叫我们的灵魂是醒的，不是昏昏沉沉的。
We are God's children, have God's image, so we need to live our life with a very clear mind.
让我们和他的生命有交流。
He wants our life as a communication with him.
让我们知道我们所做的一切。
He let us know what we shall do.
为了他自己的名，为了自己的荣耀，他引导我们走义路。
For his life, for his glorify, he lead us to a right path.
不是为这个羊的关系，而是为他自己的荣耀。他是无比荣耀的神，
Not because for its sheep, but because for his glory.
为他自己的名，来引导我们走这个该走对的道路。
For his name, he leads us to go to the right path.
既然是走道路，走义路，为什么还说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷？
Now we are taking the right path. Why it means, even though I walk through the darkest valley?
为什么要走过死荫的幽谷？不是
Why?
走一路就好了吗？
Why we need to go to the darkest valley? Why we cannot just go the right path?
那不知道，这死荫的幽谷就是在谁的一路上走？
But we need to realize that dark valley is lie on the right path, as part of the right path.
这就是谁为我们每一个人特别预备的？
This is a special thing which prepared by our Lord Jesus.
有什么意义啊？叫让我们害怕，让我们受苦。
What does that mean? Why he let make us afraid, make us suffering?
原来是操练我们对他的信心。
Because he's helping us to cultivate our trust to him.
神煞费苦心为我每个人准备对我们有益处的一种的环境。
God's working very hard to build up a very good environment for us, which can benefit us.
神为我们预备了，如果我们不走，他还要再另外帮我们预备一个死荫的幽谷。
If we do not take that darkest valley, Death Valley, he will prepare another one for you.
让我们走过这些地方，锻炼我们的信心。
Because he let us go through those dark valley and train our belief.
所以大卫说：“虽然经过死荫的幽谷，我不怕遭害。”
Therefore, David said, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no
为
evil.
什么你不怕？
Why does he not fear?
因为有你与我同在，
Because for you are with me, for God was with David.
有牧人在他的身边，
There was a good shepherd beside him.
你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。
God, Lord, your Lord, rod and your staff, they comfort me.
牧人手里两个这个东西，两个棍子，
There's a rod always in shepherd's hand.
杖是什么东西？就是你看常常画牧人有一个钩的，顶上有一个钩。
What is the rod? The rod is for has a special special things on top of the rod.
这个 curve 在啊，
That's curved.
这是。做什么用呢？就是帮助这个羊，如果它走错了，掉到深谷里头，掉到河这个溪水里头，它要拿这个棍子把它拉上来。
What's the function for that rod with curve? He always can use that curve to help a sheep which falls in a creek.
这样是很长的，比一个人还高啊。
The rod is higher than a person.
那有时候羊走歪了，拿棍子在这打打它。
Sometimes the sheep goes to a wrong way. He can correct them use his rod.
这是杆，
This
这
is
个不
for
是，
the
这个
function
是
of a rod.
杖。这杆是什么东西呢？
And what is the meaning of staff?
杆就是短的一个，粗的一个。一个木头，
It's a short and a big the stick, wooden stick.
这是预备为了这个有野兽来的时候，他拿这个东西打野兽。
It's a weapon to fight with or other wild animals.
有狼，有老虎，有狮子，他是不是徒手吗？他有这个杆在手里头，去打这个野兽。
There might be a wolf, tiger, lion coming, so he can use his
所以有
rod to
时，
fight.
说你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Therefore, it say your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
杖打野兽打在羊的身上是很痛的，因为羊不听话，杖管不了，就用竿给它一竿。
The rod hits a sheep. The sheep it feels very painful. But if the rod is so short, then using the staff, then it can reach to the
所以，
sheep.
有的时候，羊对我们，这个牧人对我们这些羊，有不同的一个这个待遇。
So many times the sheep has different things from our shepherd.
有的是用杖轻轻地打一打。
Sometimes shepherds are using his staff to pat those sheep.
表明他对我们的爱，
It symbolizes his love to our sheep.
有时候爱不能够管理这些不听话的羊。
If the love cannot manage those sheep, goes their own way,
就拿杆打一下，
then he's using his staff to hit.
被他打一下，痛了。
So after hitting, the sheep will feel pain.
杖来打来管是爱，杆来管是管教。
So when the manager from a staff is a love, the manager from a rod is educate.
不过我们要记得，从谁来的，任何东西都是好的。
But we need always need to remember everything from God is good.
很多时候，我们以为受苦是谁不管我们？
Many times we thought when the suffering is God did not take care of us.
但是不是不管你，而是对你一个特别的爱。
It is not he does not take care of you. It is a special love from God.
很多事时候是一个管教。
Many times it's not just the manager, it's an educator.
管教打在身上，觉得痛苦，但是让我们学一个功课。
Those education hits you, you feel painful, but we learn our lesson.
所以困难来的时候，很多人问神，问神，为什么？
Therefore, we always ask why when we have some difficulties.
那有人就告诉我们说，不要问神为什么。
So some people say, don't ask God why.
要问谁？这是什么样的功课？我需要学的。
We need to ask which kind of lesson we need to learn.
我们要记得，不是经过谁的许可，没有事情会发生在我们的身上。
We need to always remember, without God's permission, nothing will happen to us.
谁讲的话，没有废话，
God's words is always useful.
对我们都有益处。
It's always benefit.
所以我们要仔细去读神的话。
Therefore, we need to review God's words very carefully.
不要向谁发怨言，
Do not complain to our God,
好像那些以色列人。
as if those Jews, Israelites.
下面再说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
And then it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
很多人形容这句话是形容谁的丰富？
Many people think this word means the rich of God.
形容谁在任何时望、任何时候、任何地方？都可以为我摆设宴席。
It describes Jesus will prepare all kinds of food anywhere, any place.
我们知道宴席不是一碟小菜一碟豆腐一青菜啊，不是这样子啊，
We know those
对不对？
the a table, rich table is not just for a simple dish.
宴席是很多好吃的东西摆在这。
A full table is a presence with a lot of foods.
但是我看不是在形容神的丰富，
It does not mean the abundance of God,
而是操练我们的信心。
but to help and build up our belief.
你想想看，在敌人的面前是准备打仗的。
Think about that. If we are facing enemy, we need to fight.
有谁有这个心情，可以坐下来吃筵席啊？
Who has a mood can sit down to enjoy his food?
除非他对这个摆设筵席的这个人有100%的信心。
Unless he has 100% trust on the one who set up the table.
让我们可以在敌人的面前坐下来。吃饭，
He can let us sit down on the table in front of our enemy.
这是一个不平常的一种的操练的。
This is an abnormal exercise.
不但如此，他还用油膏了我的头。
Not only for preparing the food, he also anoints my head.
说明神拣选我们，
Because God chose us.
谁拣选的人，他用油膏他们的头，香料。
Our God anoints his chosen people with oil.
可以叫我的福杯满溢。
He makes our cup overflows.
我们有这种的生活吗？
Do we have such life?
谁有没有感觉到谁和你同行同在？
Do you feel God's with you?
当我们行过死荫的幽谷的时候，你害怕吗？
When we go through the darkest valley, are you scared?
你不感觉到谁在你身边吗？
Are you not feeling God just in your life?
在敌人的面前。你心里面有这种平静，可以坐下来吃饭吗？
In front of your enemy, do you have a peaceful mood to enjoy your life, your food?
你的生活是怎么样一个生活？
What's your life in reality?
有没有享受到牧人的？同在，这种的福气，
Have you enjoyed those blessings which you are always with your shepherd?
还是每天在挣扎，
Or you are still struggling every day?
不感到牧人的爱和保护，
Never feels love and protection from your shepherd.
而是我们自己个人在挣扎。
And you make your own struggle by yourself.
所以这只羊，大卫，他就说：“我期望将来有一个非常完美的结束。
Therefore, this sheep, David said he hopes for a perfect ending.
”就是第六节，
This is in verse 6.
他说：“我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。”
And he says, Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
在世间走人生的道路，永远不孤单。
When we walk our own life way, we are never being alone.
谁总是与我们在一起？
God's always with us.
他都会在随着我。
And his goodness and love will always follow us.
我只要住在耶和华的殿中，
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
殿是谁所在的地方？
The house of the Lord is where God lives.
这个殿就是耶稣基督，
This house is our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是我们每一个人。
It's also for all of us.
我只要住在耶和华的殿里头，就是我要住在耶稣基督里头。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord means we'll live in
你
Jesus Christ every
每
day.
天都有神的同在。
Every day we have God with us.
这将来就大卫，他看自己的一个。结果一个远景，
This is David's forecast for his end.
只有我们成为耶稣的羊，谁的羊，一生一世都有谁的同在。
If we become Lord's sheep, we will always live with him.
有谁的荣耀，有谁的供应，有谁的保护，有谁的荣耀。
Has God's glory, has God's protection, has God's supply.
请问你的生活什么样的生活？
Let me ask, what is your life look like?
我们今天吃圣餐，说祭奠主为我所成就的一切。
We are taking Lord's Supper in remembrance what God have done us.
你有什么好祭奠的？
What we should remember.
想想看。
Think about that.
谁在我们生活里头吗？
Is God in our life?
我们是在主耶稣基督里生活吗？
Are we living inside our Lord Jesus?
我看到保罗在监狱里头，他仍然心里面有无比的平安。
So let's take a look at Paul. When he, even though he was in the prison, he has very peaceful mind.
别人在监狱里头都紧张得不得了，
All other people in prison, those prisoners, they are all very nervous.
而保罗在监狱里头，他还向那些军人传福音呢。
And Paul still share gospel with those people who works in prison.
他都不紧张啊，
So why he did not feel nerve?
很可能明天就。正地就房了，
Is it
就
possible?
杀掉了。
Is it possible he would be killed on the next day?
但是他不在乎。
But he doesn't care.
他说：“或生或死，都是神的人。
To live, to die is all his God's. We are all belong to our God.
我们的生活要在主耶稣基督里
Our life need to dwell with our Lord.
接受。”主耶稣为我们所预备的各样的福气，
Accept all blessings which prepared by our God.
就是有困难、有痛苦，
Even though there is difficulties and sufferings,
我们知道这都是出于神的美意。
we know all this from blessings from our God.
我们用感谢的心来领受这个。
We need to use our thankful heart to take it.
让谁牵着我们的手，走完我们人生的道路？
Let God hold our hands, go through our whole life.
年轻人，你们的前途还是很远很远。
So for those young people, there's a bright future in front of you.
像我老人，没有多少了。
Even though our older people, they are very splendid people, life behind us.
但是不管长不管短，有耶稣基督 有谁和我一起走，我们是享福的。
No matter how short or long is our life, as long as there's a Jesus Christ with us, we are people with blessings.
我们要常常想到诗篇23篇，
We need to always think about Psalm 23.
这是为我们每一个人写的。
This is the psalm written for all of us.
不管你是年大、年纪大、年纪小，男的、女的、老的、少的。
No matter you are old, young, you are female, male, and you are
这是谁给你的应许？
This is a promise from God.
叫你肯自己成为谁的羊，你就在谁的保护之下。
As long as you are willing to become a sheep of God, you are under God's protection.
如果你是谁的羊，你就享受谁所赐的福气。
If you are God's sheep, you will enjoy those blessings from God.
你在哪里？
Where are you?
你在外面呢，还是在里面？
Are you outside or inside God?
你有享受到谁的福气吗？
Have you received the blessings from our God?
你明白你的大牧人是谁吗？
Do you know who is your biggest shepherd?
你还有缺乏吗？
Are you in short for anything?
来，我们一起来祷告啊！
Let's pray.
慈悲的父神，我们感谢赞美你，
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你的恩典，
Thank you for your grace.
把这宝贵的诗篇再让我们重新读过。
And you let us read the Psalm, this precious Psalm 23.
让我们明白青草地。溪水旁是什么意思？
You help us understand what's the true meaning of green pasture and beside water.
我们好像一只羊，偏行歧路。
We are like a special sheep which goes his own way.
看不见你所给我们一切的福气。
We do not see the blessings from you.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, please have mercy on us.
可怜我们愚拙，
Please forgive our stubborn and foolishness.
求你赐予我们智慧，
Please give us your wisdom.
让我们知道你的旨意，
Let us know your will.
让我们一生一世走在你的义路上。
Let us walk on the right path of you in our whole life.
让你的恩惠和慈爱追随我们，
Let your love with us all the time.
赐福给你的教会，
Give your blessings to our church.
让我们把你的荣耀活出来。
Let us glorify your love in
感
our
谢主，
life. We thank you, our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿
In
门。
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh. 因为牧师一上来，我就到青草地溪水旁。
好，那我们就到青草地和溪水旁来唱我们的回应诗歌，请大家起立。